Okay, and we do that after the journal. When she comes. Okay. Senate will come to order. Roll call.
Roll call for Friday, March 5th. Anderson.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
Dockstader.
Here.
Elliott.
Here.
Esquibel.
Here.
Geis.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Honeycutt.
Here.
Jennings.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Martin.
Here.
Massey.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Meyer-S.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Ross.
Here.
Schiffer.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Sessions.
Here.
Townsend.
Here.
Von Platern.
Here.
President Hines.
Here.
30 present.
Prayer by Reverend Robinson.
Let us pray. Loving God, we pause to recognize your presence and the blessings that you offer to us. You have given us a full week and so many opportunities. You have blessed us with work to do and the ability to accomplish it. And with each finished task and successful endeavor, we give you thanks for the meaning it adds to our lives. And for each failed attempt and thwarted effort, we ask that you give us understanding so that we might learn what those experiences tell us about ourselves and each other. You have blessed us with friends to work beside, and with each friend who helps us accomplish more than we could do on our own, we give you thanks for the power of relationships. Forgive us for those strangers we have met and did not allow to become friends, for the times we saw those strangers as enemies, and for the lines that we might have drawn that put some in and some out. Give us a heart of compassion so that we might see all as your children. There have been times this week when you have surprised us with chance or circumstance. We have enjoyed beautiful spring-like weather only to be reminded this morning that it is winter still and that you hold more in your hands than we do. We pray that all of those surprises, including this morning, might become blessings as we learn more and more to trust in you. At the end of this week, at the end of this session, we pray that you would help us to finish our work so that we might find satisfaction in knowing we have done all we can to do your work in the world. And may you go with us wherever we go, whenever we leave, and until we can come together again, may we always be mindful of your presence and the friends that we have all over the world. All of this, we ask that you would hear. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joining us this morning in the Senate is Wyoming Junior Miss Betsy Plemon. Betsy is a senior at Cheyenne East High School and was named the State Junior Miss in November 2009. She plays the alto saxophone in the school jazz band and is a member of the East High Choir. She has received the Bronze, Silver, and Gold Congressional Award and is a third-year Cheyenne Front Day Dandy, is that right? She is joining us on this last day of the session to sing our national anthem. Betsy, you have the floor.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight its last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
That was wonderful. Thank you very much for sharing your talents with us, and the Wyoming Senate wishes you the best of luck when you represent Wyoming as in the American Junior Miss competition this summer. And we wish you the best in pursuing your career in music, theater, and communications.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Will the reading clerk please read the Journal Committee report?
Mr. President, your Journal Committee report to the Journal of March the 4th, 2010, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Dockstader, Chairman.
Are there any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. Doctor of the day is Kimberly Bloomfield, M.D., from Cheyenne, and there is no nurse scheduled. Thought for the day, do you a little bit of good where you are. It's those little bits of good put together that overwhelms the world. Joint Conference Committee reports. Senator Coe, are you ready on message 264?
Yes, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read in the report.
Joint Conference Committee report, Senate File 39, Post-Secondary Education Options Program. Reference House message number 264. Signing for the House, Representative McComey, Chairman, Representatives Lubnow and Patton. Signing for the Senate, Senator Coe, Chairman, Senators Massey and Schiffer.
Mr. President.
Senator Coe.
Move adoption of Joint Conference Committee Report number 264 on Senate File 39, Post-Secondary Education Options Program. We had an interesting meeting with these gentlemen from down the hall. One of them kind of reminded me of dealing with an old World War II Army general. Actually, we did roll just a little bit with some language, but we were able to put back in the language into Section 1 with some changes. We changed the word requirements in there to educational standards, and we took out the rule and regulation provisions that the Community College Commission had. We then came in and inserted some new language that you see page 3, line 18, to tie what we had in Section E to Section 2 of the report. So we did roll a little bit, but we were able to put the language back in. We had an interesting conference committee. I'd invite my other conferees to discuss it if you'd like, and with that, I'd try to answer questions.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee on report on message 264, reference to Senate File 39, and you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
No.
Meyer-S.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 2 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report 264, reference to Senate File 39. Mr. Reading Clerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a little story. It kind of relates to some of the bills that went through here this week. Anyway, there were these two guys sitting around talking, and this one said, you know, my brother is quitting the same job he had for 36 years. And the other guy said, well, why would he do a thing like that? And the other guy said, he's coming up for parole.
Mr. Majority, floor leader, that temporarily clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I guess on that note, we'll give each of you a brief parole. So, Mr. President, I would move that the Senate be at ease until the sound of the gavel.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried.
Oh, okay.
We're not going back into session, but I wanted to call your attention to come into the room and give Senator Elliott the privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a real treat for the members of the Senate and the staff this morning. I have had the pleasure of introducing this young lady before. Performing us in the Senate this morning is someone who might well be Wyoming's youngest cowgirl poet. Cora Wood is from Encampment. She's been featured in the New York Times. In addition, at 8 years old, she has already released a CD called Cora's Cowgirl Yodel. Cora has been singing and writing poems since she was in preschool. Please help me welcome this very talented young woman to the floor. Cora, will you come out? Right there, honey. Come up behind me. As you might notice, Cora's a little bit short. That seems to be a condition in Carbon County. So we've agreed to move Dick aside, and she's going to perform for us right there.
I'm going to do a song called Itty Bitty Outlaw.
And this is off your CD, isn't it?
Was an outlaw when the West was young and restless. He was born and raised in Little Creek, West Texas. But he only grew 3'2", and the folks thought that was funny until he robbed the bank and he got away with everybody's money. He's the itty bitty outlaw. He wears a Colt 44. His getaways are slow because his pistol drags the floor. And the sheriff cries, "Shutler, boys, he's on a Shetland pony." All the itty bitty outlaw got away with all their money. It was a damsel in distress in Silver City. Folks laughed at her and called her itty bitty. But they say she found salvation with the Texas Outlaw Man. And together they made history north and south of the Rio Grande. They're the Itty Bitty Outlaw Gang. They wear Colt 44s. Their getaways are slow because their pistols drag on the floor. And the sheriff cried, "Shetler, boys, they're on Shetland Pony!" While the itty bitty outlaws got away with all their money. Now I heard that they'd been cornered down in Missouri. But I heard that they were caught near Albuquerque. They slipped right through the fingers, just like they always told them. There ain't a jail in all the West that's small enough to hold them. They're the itty bitty outlaw gang. They wear Colt 44s. Their getaways are slow because their pistols drag on the floor. And the sheriff cried, "Shetler, boys, they're on Shetland Pony!" While the itty bitty outlaws got away with all their money. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, that was really great.
It's not on the script, but she was accompanied, Cora was, by her mother, and her proud dad sitting right up there in the balcony. Welcome to the Senate.
Corey, we thank you very much for joining us today. We appreciate you taking the time to visit the Wyoming Senate and wish you luck as you continue to make Wyoming proud. Thank you very much. While we're at ease now, I'll ask the leadership to come up to the podium, please. Turned on this mic, Catherine. We're waiting on you here, and John. Some people are a little nervous, you know. This is the first time I said I could get up here and run a show and not have a script. I could say what I wanted to. So I know the ones that have been writing the script and trying to keep me in line are wondering just what I'm going to say. But they said I could say anything I wanted to. So, I'll be nice. People have always asked me why I keep coming back to Cheyenne. They always want to know what bills am I championing this time and what I'm going to get passed or changed. And this is doing campaigns, you know. And I always say, I'm not going down to Cheyenne to pass bills. I'm going down to see my friends. And, of course, that's usually in the paper when I make that remark. But really true. I've made a lot of friends, not only the group that here today, but for the past many years, I've made all kinds of friends. And some of them I keep in contact all the time with, and some I seldom see now. But it has really been special for me. And it's especially special the last 2 years that I've been serving you as president of the Senate. And what made it possible and what made it work, in my opinion, quite well and smooth is these people standing here that have helped me and gave me the direction I needed. And also, I would be remiss if I didn't really thank all the staff. They're the ones, as you notice, when I'm up here every once in a while, I'm leaning over. What do I do now? What do I do now? Diana's always there with a note. Sometimes she gives me so many notes, I'm reading them, and I forget my other script. I get the bill number wrong or something like that. But we have a few gifts to pass out to the people here that have worked with us in leadership and done such a good job. It's my pleasure then to do that at this point. Catherine, if I can find the right gift there, it is my pleasure to thank you personally and also present you this gift. You've been excellent to work with, and I hope that I've been half as good as you in working. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. President, I have to say this. Thank you very much, but I will tell everyone that there is not a finer person in this world, as far as I'm concerned, as our President John Hines. And we appreciate him, and talk about somebody that's a straight shooter, and he's just great soul, and I thank all of you, too. So thank you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to also to present you with this gift. I've enjoyed working with you and getting to know you, and wish you well in the future, and thank you very much.
I just got to say that it really is an honor working with all of you. And for those of you that are retiring, I wish you the best. It's been a pleasure. Senator Larson, you know, it's just, as I said earlier, it's been a real pleasure. For those that will be coming back, I hope to be able to be working with you again. You know, our secretary upstairs just said it the best, is that, and it's indicative down here, that when we disagree, we do it in a quality manner. And, you know, we have our agreements, disagreements, and at the end of the day, we're doing the work for the people of Wyoming, and it's truly an honor working with you.
Senator Massey, we've worked together for quite a while, both in the House and these past 8 years in the Senate, and it's certainly been my pleasure that you've always done such an excellent job. You're always well prepared and cooperative, so I present this gift to you with a lot of appreciation and thanks.
Thank you.
And you forgot to mention I cleaned the place out at night, too. It's been great serving here. And you can just simply see the history of this chamber by looking in the back row there, the ex-president's row, and knowing that Senator Hines has just been a wonderful person to work with over the last 2 years, and just how much great work we've done, you know, under his leadership. And so I appreciate it all, and I'll be around.
Vice President Ross, my pleasure to give you a gift and thank you not only for your leadership as Vice President, but I did appoint him to that little committee that I put a few bills into, and he handled them very well. I appreciate it, and I think all of us do. Thank you very much.
Well, in some respects, this session has been a little bit difficult for me. I've had a little target on my back most of the time. But I will say this, that I've officed with Senator Hines, and you couldn't find a better person in the world to run the Senate than John. He has just been spectacular. He's provided me with such insight and leadership that it's been truly an honor to serve him and Majority Floor Leader Anderson. I look forward to continuing to work with you in the coming years.
Thank you. Majority Floor Leader Anderson. I mean, we've talked quite a bit the last few years.
We have.
Maybe. And I also want to thank your wife. You know, I hope she didn't blame me. You know, I wanted her to do the First Lady work, and then I don't know whether it's my fault, but she's running around, but she broke her foot, and so we slowed her down a little, but she's back going full speed, and I want to say how much I enjoyed working and appreciate your advice, your input all the time, and I wish you the best in the future.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Just to take a minute, and certainly Senator Hines will have some things to say in your regard, but before I do, I just want to say what a privilege it has been to work with all the staff. You're the people that make us look good, and everyone, those of you at the front desk and those of you working the committees and that. Also, I want to say to the fellows back there that got my back, Senator Larson, Senator Coe, all the advice, all the quiet, kind of very tactful directions, and with all that amount of leadership sitting behind me, I don't know how I could have failed. When I first came into the legislature, after my first term in the House, I was appointed to appropriations by this fine gentleman over here, Eli. And that's when I really came into contact with Senator Larson. When you go into these places to do these things, one of the things that I have learned to do, that if you want to be a good person, you've got to associate yourself with other good people. And what you do is you pick out those icons that do the things and then do them in the manner that you would like to do them, and you watch them very carefully, and you try to emulate them. And so that's what I think four individuals have been successful in helping me do, and one is certainly Senator Bebout, the other being Senator Cole, and certainly Senator Larson, but not to leave out our current president, Senator Hines. Senator Hines was in the House when I first came in, and he was one of those people that I picked out right away to watch and emulate. So truly a wonderful experience having worked with you in the leadership capacity in these last years, Senator Hines. I won't go into a lot of detail except to say that you're an absolute rock. And it's with that steady hand and with that steady, gentle demeanor, I think that we can all learn from, with all the acrimony and with all the conflict and with all the things that we see going on in the world and in Washington around us, it's that gentle, guiding, rock steady hand that I appreciate most. And I can just only say thank you.
Mr. President, I thought a long time about what to get for this gentleman, but my son has a friend who is a wonderful, wonderful artist, and I made a deal with him. And so, Mr. President, this is to remind you of your home, and you will be hearing the Meadowlark when you return.
Thank you very much. The wire tight, so I won't have to build fence when I get back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine.
This is for another gentleman and his wife, who I hold them in my heart. They are a dear, dear friend. They've become dear, dear friends. And I want to thank them for the support and the care that they have given.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's mutual. Indeed. Thank you.
This is for my friend, Mr. Ross. He's not only the chair of my Judiciary Committee, we've had many battles together, and sometimes we disagree. But I'll tell you, I respect him tremendously, and I want to thank him for the friendship and the support. Thank you for you.
I want to say one thing about Catherine. Catherine is, man, I'll probably get teary here. I can't say enough about her integrity and the process that we are engaged in the legislature. And when things have been really dicey and I've been accused of certain things publicly and whatnot, she's always had my backside. And you couldn't find a more honorable person than her. And so I'm so very thankful of her and my committee and those of you that I've had the great opportunity to serve with.
And this is another one of those for the guys that have had my back during the last 2 years. And this gentleman, this artist gentleman, sent me three of these, and I determined who I would give them to because I think that they probably are going to need these going forward, this kind of personality. And so I give this to Mike Massey, and I thank you, Mike, for what you do for the state, for what you do for me, for your knowledge and your care. Thank you.
You know, we all bring different attributes and strengths, and that's what makes us such a good body right here. And for Senator Sessions, whenever I've forgotten the reason I'm here, all I have to do is talk with her or listen to her and understand the passion and the honesty that she brings to this body. And such a huge contribution, and it has been absolutely wonderful serving with her for the entire time I've been here. So I wish to thank her for that.
And this is for the next gentleman that is going to be up here next year. And I think this is for what he will, I guess, have the courage and the determination and some of these attributes going forward, because I think we're in a real time in our state where we'll either go one way or the other way. And so I give this to him, and I've not known him very long, but I respect him, and I think he'll be a great leader. So thank you, John.
That was totally unexpected. Thank you, Catherine. And, you know, just to echo some of the words that we've heard here from our majority floor leader, that, you know, when you look to someone for guidance, advice, and want to emulate as a legislator, you know, Mike, Catherine, and many of you have, but, you know, definitely Catherine is at the top of my list of people that, you know, that, you know, she does her work, and she has the determination and passion for this, and I hope to you know, just be able to do half as good a job as what she's done. She's just fantastic. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I guess our president, or our present to you, Mr. President, President, is here in the box, and it's a little heavy, so I think it would be best said if you just come down and open it, and we'll just see it and see what it says.
That's what I was going to say. The rest of them didn't open the present I was going to.
It's a new car.
You got a knife, I do. Most of the time I
have. Is it legal to have a knife on the floor?
Here's the.
Hey, John. Hold on. Okay. Hide your life.
Yeah, the majority floor leader gave you a scissors. That'll work better anyway.
Work faster.
Now you
have. Now you can. Mmm, looking better all the time.
I can help.
Mmm, goodness sakes. Something special. I really appreciate it, and I am a bronze collector. I have mostly sheep and few wild animals, but I hope my mantle of my fireplace is heavy enough. It may not hold it up. That's really special, and as I said before, I not only the gift, but I have appreciated all these years working with everybody and staff. And If you people could make anybody look good, I guess you did it today. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. I guess we'll be at ease a few more minutes.
I was just going to say briefly, the reason for the buffalo, in my opinion, is that they're strong and they're enduring and they're persistent, like this gentleman. And the name of the piece is called Distant Thunder. And so when we hear the thunder in the north, we're going to think about you, John.
Thank you. I won't put it in. I'll leave it here for display for a while. Is that in your rope?
Yeah, I didn't think so.
We don't have anything to do with it, but not much.
No, that's fine.
Whoops, fall down here. Also put this up for, we're still at ease till the sound of the gavel.
It's all right.
We're getting some more reports. It's not quite done.
Mr. President, what's that bronze? There is the Nicholas Cross go around.
I'll call up security.
James, upstairs.
go up for a gift thing.
Did you sign it?
No. I have a question. Where is this guy now? Sorry, it's back.
Well, it, what happens is, this is a
the 20 days of basketball. Let me do that, and then I'll get up there.
Appreciate it, your word.
I think this spell requires a
well, I got to do that to stay over there. That's what I have to finish. That's exactly right.
That is beautiful.
Oh, my pleasure. I have more to do. Thank you. Thank you. And then they'll appoint a landowner, and that'll be at the governor's pleasure, whoever that might be.
You can see the details of that. It's like a marlin.
Oh, a what?
It's like a marlin.
Oh, yeah. That'll
work.
Oh.
We can only see that.
Yeah, it's odd.
I get crazy to try that.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Then we don't do anything at night. Unless somebody moves different.
March 5th, 2010, from the House of Representatives, message number 305, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 72, Regulation of Wind Energy Facilities. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, excused 4. March the 5th, 2010, from the House of Representatives, message number 306, Joint Conference Committee report adopted, recedes from non-concurrence. Mr. President, House Bill 83, Crimes and Offenses, Restrictions for Adult Sex Offenders. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 51, noes 5, excused 4. March 5th, 2010, from the House of Representatives, message number 307. Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 7, Rangeland Health Assessment. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, excused 4. March 5th, 2010, from the House of Representatives, message number 308, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 13, Economic Analysis. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 49, 7, noes 7, excused 4. March 5th, 2010, from the House of Representatives, message number 309, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 18, Limited Liability Company Revisions. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 51, noes 5, excused 4. March the 5th, 2010, from the House of Representatives, message number 310, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 22, State Active Duty Medical Expense Reimbursement. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, excused 4. March 5, 2010, from the House of Representatives, message number 314, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 36, Gillette Madison Water Project. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 54, noes 2, excused 4. March 5, 2010, from the House of Representatives, message number 312, Joint Conference Committee report not adopted. Mr. President, Senate File number 31, Federal Natural Resources Policy Account. The House failed to adopt the Joint Conference Committee report number 1 on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 1, noes 55, excused 4. The House requests the Senate appoint a new conference committee to meet with a light committee from the House. March 5th, 2010, from the House of Representatives, message 313. Conferees appointed Joint Conference Committee number 2. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a light committee number 2 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 31. The House conferees are Representative Semlich, Chairman, Representatives Manus and Wallace. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Need a conference committee for Senate File 31 for Joint Conference Committee number 2. I'll appoint Bebout, Chairman, Jennings, and Hastert. Joint Conference Committee reports. Senator Perkins, are you ready on message 261?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Please, the reading clerk will read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee report, House Bill 72, Regulation of Wind Energy Facilities. Reference Senate message number 261 to engross copy. Signing for the House. Representative Lockhart, Kraft, and Stubson, signing for the Senate, Senators Perkins, Anderson, and Martin.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd move Joint Conference Committee report to House Bill 72 on regulation of wind energy. This would be in reference to Senate Message 61, and ask the body to vote aye. What we did in this was the county regulation of wind energy facilities. As you know, the sticking point in this was the setback, whether they would be a half mile or a quarter mile. The Senate had debated that twice and come back with a half mile. The House wanted a fourth mile. We ultimately, Mr. President, did two things. The great defender of schools in Bighorn of Sheridan, Wyoming, came up with an idea that maybe we ought to somehow relate this to the heights of towers. So we went back, Mr. President, and ultimately, what we've done is we've created a setback that will relate to 5 1/2 times the maximum height of the tower, but in no event will be less than 1,000 feet. Mr. President, what that does on the standard towers that you usually see around here, about 355 feet, and 5.5 will take it right at about 3/8 of a mile. So essentially, we split the difference between the House and the Senate. But those big suckers, Mr. President, the ones that are about 500 feet, they'll be quite a ways back. Anyway, we hope that that's an acceptable resolution. We also talked with the proponents of the amendment that had moved it from a quarter to 1/2, and they were okay with this compromise as well. And so we'd ask for your favorable consideration.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee number 1 on report on message 261, reference to House Bill 72. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Bebout?
Here.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert? Honeycutt?
Aye.
Jennings?
Here.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson? Martin?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Meyer-S?
Aye.
Nicholas?
No.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Hines?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Excused.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 25 ayes, 2 noes, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on message 261, reference to House Bill 72. Mr. Vice President, are you ready on message 274?
I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee report, Senate File 25, liens, reference House message number 274 to engrossed copy. Signing for the House, Representative Lubnow, Chairman, Representative Peasley and Throne. Signing for the Senate, Senator Ross, Chairman, Senators Elliott and Scott.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Joint Conference Committee report to Senate File 25 liens in reference to House Message Number 274 and ask the body to vote aye. Members of the committee or the Senate, what we did was, as I mentioned in asking you not to concur, there were some amendments that we did think that were appropriate. There was a couple that we really felt were problematic. And on those particular amendments, the House receded from their position. We did adopt some of the House amendments. We adopted the House Standing Committee amendment that just provided on page 18 language that should have, we thought was in, and when we redid the bill, it somehow got left out, and that is that the contractor needs to be able to provide notice to the owner prior to getting paid, and the same for subs and materialmen. With regard to a change that we agreed to with them on page 3, we agreed that the lien statement shall not be signed by the lien claimant's attorney. There was debate on that, and quite frankly, there are a number of situations where corporations may have in-house counsel who have full knowledge of the facts, and why would we preclude an attorney such as that from signing the lien documents? So agreed with the House on that amendment. We also agreed with the House some little things on fixtures we added in. And then we also, when we get over to page 14, we had a debate on whether or not the prevailing party should recover attorney's fees. It actually became evident to us that, as the chairman of the House Conference Committee pointed out, the location of where that language was is probably in the wrong position. We're talking about substitute security, and so we agreed to take that out. What the House did concede on was their amendments on page 19. Lines 11 and 21 with regards to the subcontract. Their language was the subcontractor materialman shall not be barred from asserting a lien if the contractor fails to forward to the owner. That's something we really felt was important. And also they backed off of the 20-day insertion that they had on page 58, line 18. They backed off to, they had 10, and the original bill was 20. There's rationale for the 20 days. The 20 days could be because we have extended out the time periods on liens for contractors at 150 days and subs and materialmen at 120. The object of the 20 days is that once you drop the notice of intent to file a lien on the owner of the property, we wanted to give some time to make sure that they resolved or had the opportunity to negotiate their differences before a lien statement is actually filed. So We did adopt their amendment with regards to definition of material. Actually, just kind of cleaned it up. And with regard, there was one amendment that we did accept of theirs with regard to whether or not company had to be licensed and so forth in the state of Wyoming before they could ever get file a lien. Discussion was that many meant, why have that? Most companies have to be authorized to do business anyway in the state of Wyoming, but if you're from out of state and you're just simply shipping in some materials or whatnot, that's probably not a very good condition in the bill, and so we agreed with the House on that. So all in all, I think it's a good piece of work, and I'd ask you to vote aye.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Committee Report Number 1 on Message 274, reference to Senate File 25, and you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Honeycutt?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Meyer-S?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Peterson,
aye. Ross,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Bonflatern,
aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Committee Report Number 1. Message 274, reference to Senate File 25. Messages from the House.
March the 5th, 2010, from the House of Representatives, message number 315, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 39, Post-Secondary Education Options Program. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 54, excused 6. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Nicholas, are you ready to give us a report on the message from the governor?
I am.
Go ahead.
Folks, you have two handouts that came out. One, the earlier one that had a draft on it, so it was attached to the veto letter. Throw that one away. It'll confuse you because it had some last year stuff on it. Somehow we just got it. The correct one is the one that's got the three holes punched into it. These are the line item vetoes by the governor on page 6. Of the budget, you see on the first page of your documents, this is the language for the governor's contingency account. The JAC had put a provision, it was a Meyer amendment that restricted expenditures to natural disasters. The governor deleted the word natural out, so now it's just in cases of disaster, which means pretty much everything. So it's sort of back to the language it really was. On page 142 of the budget, which is page 2 of the handout, you'll see that he just did a grammatical change in Romanet number 3 by deleting the words funds. So now it says the Common School Permanent Land Fund is provided for within the capital construction account. That's probably just a grammatical catch. Same is true right below that where you have actually the one in paragraph H. Now, this is the School Facilities Commission budgeting and the reports. And what it says now is the commission shall report monthly to the Select School Facilities Committee in a matrix format depicting all capital construction projects and component-level projects. The language that struck was which have encumbered funds pursuant to this section. The governor's office felt that that was actually narrowing language, and by deleting it, they made the report more broad and more accurate and seems appropriate. What you see that follows are the line item now to section 339 and through 338 and 339. Those are the language that we worked on to require monthly reporting of the section 900s, the publications, out-of-state travel. That line item exercise came at the request of ANI, where they said, look, we've only got 8 budget analysts. The work amount of work you're talking about is extraordinary. They produced a monthly report, which is about an inch and a half thick. The governor talked to me last night about it. Folks, we can get this information by simply writing a letter, and here's what we want. We do need to get a handle on this. We have talked to the governor, and I think we'll continue to talk to him about issuing an executive order to try to get a handle on, in an appropriate way, the out-of-state travel and get the director to look at that more seriously. Mr. President, on balance, I think that we can live with everything. I don't think there's any purpose for to go through the exercise of a veto override. Most of the changes are appropriate and okay, and the deletion of those last two sections, the JAC has the authority to get that information, and we have the capacity to get it in any event. We did bring attention to everybody. It was a good exercise to think about what it is we're going to do when we come up in the next supplemental budget. I think it was an appropriate exercise, but I also don't think it's important enough to, well, the loss to consider an override.
Any questions for Senator Nicholas? Signing of enrolled acts. House Bill number 44. House Enrolled Act.
House Enrolled Act number 57 being original House Bill 44.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 57 being original House Bill number 44. I'll so sign House Enrolled Act number 58.
House Enrolled Act number 58 being original House Bill 61.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 58, being original House Bill number 61. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 59.
House Enrolled Act number 59, being original House Bill 65.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 59, being original House Bill number 65. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 60.
House Enrolled Act number 60 being original House Bill 89.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 60 being original House Bill number 89. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 61.
House Enrolled Act number 61 being original House Bill 128.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 61 being original House Bill number 128. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 62.
House Enrolled Act number 62 being original House Bill 18.
I'm missing some papers here. I've got a whole bunch of copies. 62. You have a 62? Okay. I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 62, being original House Bill number 18. I have so signed. That's all. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. President, I understand there's still a couple of items that will need the action of the entire body. So, Mr. President, I would move that Senate be at recess until 2 o'clock this afternoon.
You've heard the motion that the Senate be in recess until 2 p.m. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Senate is recessed until 2 p.m.
We have all of the bills done.